Alt NPR.
The following is an installment of Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
You remember that bar I took you to when you were visiting D.C., right near Federal Center?
You know, you took me to about 20, so it's all kind of a blur.
It was the one with the soul food restaurant in the back? The guy playing the piano?
I'd be lying if I say I remember.
Okay, well, anyway, that's where I was last Thursday after work. I'm just sitting at the bar having a beer, and this guy comes in and sits down next to me. He's, like, obviously drunk, and he looks, like, pretty upset. He sits down next to me, and he's just kind of staring at the wall. And my phone rings. It's Amy. She's calling. We were going to meet up for dinner later that night. She was just calling to, you know, firm up the plans, decide where we were going to go and all that kind of stuff. So talked to her, got everything figured out. And I get off the phone, and the guy, like, leans over to me and said, "Aren't you aware that all of your phone calls are being monitored by the NSA?" And I'm like, "Right. Yeah, I know. That whole thing sucks. I agree." And he says, "No, I mean all of your calls are being monitored by the NSA." And I'm like, "You mean me specifically?" He's like, "Yeah, you. That was your girlfriend, right?" "Yeah." He says, "Well, you're not married, are you?" I said, "No, I just said she's my girlfriend." "Well, then you're on the list. You are on the list." Then he, like, goes into this crazy story where ever since Bush took office in 2000, this whole NSA thing has been going on, and they've been, like, monitoring every phone call, every email, everything. Look, I'm all for conspiracy theories, and they're kind of fun, but, I mean, this was just kind of annoying me. It was making me mad, and I was like, okay, well, if that was true, then why didn't they catch the 9/11 plot? You know, if they're monitoring this stuff, they took office, why didn't they catch him? So he says, no, listen, this program, it's not about terrorism. It was never about terrorism. You're not getting the point. And I'm like, okay, dude, so what's the point? And he says, you remember the election of 2000? Clinton was morally bankrupt and they were out to be the good guys, the moral guys, right? Well, as soon as they got in office, Ashcroft, Bush, and Cheney, they looked out of the country and they just saw nothing but perverts and blowjobbers. So they set up this NSA program called Operation Chastity Belt.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, this is what he's telling me, right? The whole idea was to get the perverts, the blowjobbers, the transvestites, everybody, round them up and get them out of the country. You know, get them off the streets. And so I'm like, okay, well, it's been 5 years, man. They've been listening. Why haven't they arrested any of these people? And he's like, no. Look, they're going to get to that. This was just phase one. Phase one is listen and identify everybody. Identify the perverts. Identify the creeps. Identify the blowjobbers. Identify the dykes. Identify the transvestites. You know.
But you're on the list for not even being married.
Yeah. You're on the list too, Ben, I'm sure. You know?
You're an out-of-wedlocker.
Yeah, I'm an out-of-wedlocker. Right. So Ashcroft figures, okay, let's just round these people up. Let's throw them away. Let's lock them up. And, you know, somebody reminded Ashcroft, like, even though you're the attorney general, there's no law against getting a blowjob. You know, there's no law against phone sex, etc. So he was just like, he didn't know what to do. So that's why Ashcroft resigned. But then this guy tells me, like, okay, but yeah, he resigned. But he didn't just go home. I mean, he was on a mission. He was going to get these people. He stuck around, got in a, you know, in like some sub-basement of the Justice Department and started phase two of Operation Chastity Belt, where he was going to find a way to round these people up and throw them in jail.
So it's like rogue elements of the secret operation.
Right.
Underneath the Justice Department in the basement.
Oh, it gets even better, dude. He's telling me that Ashcroft and some of, like, the true believers are down there in, like, some sub-basement of the Justice Department and they're making child pornography that they can plant as evidence on the people that they're trying to take out that they've identified as perverts.
No, come on.
Yeah. No, I know. And that's what I said. I was like, look, if these guys are so gung-ho about busting perverts, they're not going to be in the basement of the Justice Department making their own child pornography. Hello? And he says, this is the genius part of it. They're not using actual children. They're using midgets. They're using midgets. Midgets that Ashcroft made sure and verified were all over 18. And apparently this is like, it's even spun like out of control now. So they're using it as like a weapon against anyone that disagrees with their policies, even if it's like a person in the administration that's concerned about, you know, this thing. Like, okay, the guy from Homeland Security, remember that a couple of months ago? He was like in the Office of Homeland Security and he was supposedly like IMing some chick to he thought was a underage. Remember that?
You're telling me he was just talking to a midget.
Yeah. They took this guy down. He was actually just like some whistleblower. He wasn't happy with like some of these operations that went on, but they just nailed him. And now they threw him in jail. You know?
So it's a similar thing. If you complain about these policies, if you complain about this program, you're pro-pervert.
Exactly. You're either with us or you're with the perverts.
You know, if that was true, then, and you know, they're punishing all the whistleblowers. I mean, why would this guy just be telling you, some random guy in a bar?
Oh, I know. That's exactly what I asked him. I was like, look, man, you know, if they're just out, like, nailing people left and right, and pinning kiddie porn on, and then why are you telling me this in a bar, you know? I mean, aren't you afraid that you're going to be next? And he's like, nah, man, I'm just a cameraman.
He's just a cameraman.
He's just a cameraman.
Oh, God.
Apparently filming midgets. But as soon as he tells me this, the creepiest thing happens. His phone rings, and he pulls it out. He flips it open and looks at the number, and he just kind of gets this, you know, like he goes pale, you know. He gets this really creeped out look on his face. He closes the phone, puts it back in his pocket, doesn't answer it. And I'm like looking at him, wondering what the hell's going on. And all of a sudden, my phone starts ringing. I look, and it just says undisclosed number on it. And, you know, I never answer those. But this guy is like looking at me with like this look of death in his eyes. And all of a sudden, man, everybody in the place that has a cell phone, all the cell phones start ringing.
Like at the same time.
At the same time. Every phone in the place is ringing. And this guy jumps up and just bolts out of the place. He just runs out as fast as he can. And as soon as he hits the door, all the phones stop ringing.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
You've been listening to Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
Alt, alt, alt. Alt, alt, and